section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Going to be back away and
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Comedy live from Blue Ball, Ohio, Blue Ball, Delaware, and Blue Ball, Pennsylvania. It's IBWIP. On tonight's show, It Burns When I Sing, an interview with Harambee the gorilla from the Cincinnati Zoo, and Your Favorite Color with your co-host, The Voice, Big E, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host, Blake Clayton!
Welcome, everyone, to episode 252 of It Burns When I Pee. I am your host, the podcasting guy. Blake Clayton, 252, and I finally have my teeth in for an episode. So for everyone out there that has been disgusted by my appearance on the audio podcast, this is for you.
I can hear that you have all your teeth tonight.
Can you tell?
Yeah.
You sound great. You sound like they're all there.
Never better. Sound a little less redneck.
That's impossible. All right, well, we got a great show for you this evening. Guys, let's do it all at once. Let's whip the cocks out. One, two, three. Boink. All right. When we whip all our cocks out, that means there's no Heather.
She wouldn't stand for it.
She would not stand for us to do that. All right, let me go around the room and describe to you.
Can I put this away? Your floor is dirty.
Oh, that was the floor.
So is your basement.
Can I put this away? My balls are dirty.
Right. All of our dicks are really
big. Can I put this away? Your dog except keeps mine. Licking it. First, across from us, we have the man who always dresses as dapper as possible for IBWIP.
Dapper Dustin.
He was in the studio just a couple days ago recording an episode of Drunken Lullabies. It's the one and only voice, Dustin.
What's up? Let's get things cracking. Yeah. It's the Dapper Podcaster.
Yeah.
Bringing some disaster.
Nailing it.
Yeah.
Okay, quit listening.
He's
to
on fire.
You know him as The Butcher. Mm-hmm. You know him as Big E.
Check.
You know him as Head of Security.
Check.
I know him as a longtime friend from school days.
That's your friendly neighborhood pizza man?
Friendly neighborhood pizza man. Totally annoying bartender.
The best
hey,
one.
Hey, you guys. Right. What are you drinking?
It is the one and only Big E.
Yay. Thanks for having me.
You're on your second beer.
Yeah. But that's the last one. I have to go home and go to bed.
All right. And finally, in a shirt that shows off his physique.
Oh, look at that.
For better or worse.
That I do believe he probably spent 50 cents on.
Oh, he probably got that free with a checking account.
I stole it. Yeah, I got it from the bank.
Looks like it's like a shirt like if you would have coached a Little League baseball team, but I know you would never coach a
That's
Little
like
League
the baseball. Highest compliment you've ever given me.
It's the one and only Bottlecap Kid, Jason.
Hello, all my friends.
He's double fisting.
The Black Magna Straight.
That's a different show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
You can call me Her Black Majesty.
All right, we've got a great show for you. Normally I ramble, but I told the guys, hey, there's really no time for that because we have something bigger and better to take care of.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's long.
Yeah, that seems a lot longer than normal.
That's the American Idol theme song, right? And that show's over now, but we're still going. We outlasted American Idol.
Yeah, suck it, Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
I bet he would.
All right, we are playing one of our favorite games, mostly when we have Dustin and Big E on. We're going to play It Burns When I Sing.
Yeah.
Now, there's been a lot of times where my scoring has been brought into question.
Suspect.
And I've devised a way to take care of that. I will only be scoring the final round. The first round, you guys will have to score each other. So the two people not singing will have to score the person singing.
This is better?
I gotcha.
Huh?
This is better? This is a better way to do it?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, like, well, I can't give any secrets about how I would score it.
Okay. I get it.
But I will then score the last
one.
So it's going to be a 1 to 5.
Okay.
Okay? 1 being the worst and 5 being the best. Now, when Dustin sings, you will score and Jason will score. And then I will accumulate those.
I want to score.
I'll let you score.
I believe you score every night.
So compliments aren't going to get us anywhere in the first two rounds.
Nope.
That I can't tell you.
What if we all just compliment each other?
This is the compliment podcast. You look very...
Well, if it helps, I like that shirt.
Doesn't help. Dustin.
Huh?
Honk.
You will go last.
Okay.
Jason?
Just a heads up.
Jason?
Yeah.
You're going to go first?
Okay.
So Dustin and Scott, please pay attention because you will be scoring a 1 through 5. You know all the categories. Accuracy, you know, all those things need to be taken into effect.
Friendship.
Dress. Choreography.
Right.
Oh, choreography.
The name of the band.
Name
the song.
Of the band.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, Jason, 1 through 8.
I will also take number 8.
Okay, here is number 8.
With nipples? Can we still steal if they can't figure it out?
Steal them nipples. His face in the sand, not the last mafioso. I'm a MC cop. Make it say go LL and do the what. If you think you cannot ride me, yeah, boy, I bet. Cause I ain't met a motherfucker who could do that yet. Trendsetter, I'm better. My rhymes are good. I got a gold name plate that says I wish you would. And, with the- and you know, I can't live without my radio.
That's it.
Gina's got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. Rock the bells.
Dance it all around it.
Those are the lyrics.
Okay, let's see. I'm bad. Hold on.
So far, so good.
Okay, who is the rapper?
Well, I knew it anyway, but he said it like 5 times in the song.
That was one thing that LL Cool J was very... Who is the same?
Ladies love Cool James. That's LL right. Cool
he
J.
He was the Jason Derulo of his era.
Very true. Very
okay,
true.
You didn't really go for it.
I didn't know the song, but I knew it was him, and I knew other songs by him.
Okay. You know the title of his song?
No, I don't know that one. It was going back
theme,
to Cali?
It's a pretty theme song for Man of the House. That's
oh,
sitcom.
Oh, no. Was it really?
Right? No.
It's pretty. It was like he says it as soon as the song starts.
Oh, shit.
I'm bad.
That's why I said it.
It's all right. Dustin, how many points are you giving Jason?
On a scale of 5?
1 to 5.
Well, he got the artist, so I'm going to say 2.
Okay.
He said something. He referenced other songs that he did, so
right.
He exhibited a little bit of knowledge.
Okay, and Big E.
Black Panther.
I'm going to give him 1 for creativity and then another 1 for the artist, so 2 as well.
All right, 2. So you have a total of 4 points.
All right.
All right.
4 out of 10.
Big E, we're going to let you go next.
Okay, buddy.
1 through 7.
2.
2? Okay. Nope. I'm not giving you 2.
Okay, thank you.
He also wants number 8.
Okay, please have number
Bastard.
8.
What's going on here?
It's my jam.
Can you guys hear it?
I can't hear it.
Turn the volume up.
Turn it up in my headphones.
Turn them shits up.
Oh.
I hear it now.
Yeah, it's...
I just got here and I think I'm losing something already.
Intro violation?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
No, yeah, we can't
we can hear you now.
The British filter.
This is the Verizon chick?
I didn't Whoops. Realize that there was such an intro. So anyway, guys.
So.
How's it going?
I saw relaxing. You.
Okay.
And oh, him. Somebody's here.
Oh.
Who's
walking
here?
Walking in the rain.
Is that Molly? A big giant... Hey, Molly.
They're really going for this in this intro.
Yeah.
This must be the whole video.
Hey, baby.
Whoa. Oh, Jesus. Take it easy, lady.
Groceries all over the
house. That's what Molly does. She comes home just all pissed off.
You need to find those W-2s, Blake.
Biggie, do you know what this is?
Not yet.
Hmm.
Okay. Hmm. This is what happens when I don't test them out first.
No, I know what it is now.
I give Biggie a zero.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello.
Hello, it's me. I'm sorry. This song is horrible. Hello from the other side. I must have tried 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. It was Adele. Hello. Okay. And I know my lyrics are wrong.
I thought it was Adele.
Can you hear me?
Adelaide.
I'm in California dreaming of.
Wow, you didn't even say California.
Not even.
When we were young.
I skip right to the chorus.
All right, Dustin, how many points are you going to give Big E for his...
He hit some notes. They weren't...
They had the quiver. They had the quiver.
Yeah. I'm going to give him a 3.5.
All right.
Thank, would you, thank you, Dustin.
Here, real quick question. Would you have sex with Adele?
No.
Dustin?
I'm good with what I got.
If you weren't in a relationship,
I don't know.
Jason?
I'm good with what Dustin's got. No, I would have sex with Adele because I think there'd probably be like a pretty good meal in it for me afterwards. Like, yeah, I think she'd probably buy me a delicious.
You're going to get a whole album written about you.
Right.
Though. I'll take it. Are yes, you, absolutely. I'd have sex with
what's her. The score?
Four.
Black Four. Magnets yeah. on the other side.
Very good. All right. So, Biggie, you have a 7.5.
Right on.
To Jason's. Four.
Wah, wah.
All right, Dustin.
What are my numbers?
It doesn't really matter.
Okay. I choose pie.
Pie?
Ooh, ooh, delicious.
I think you'll like this one.
That one's tasty. Blowing me in Tokyo.
You don't know this one?
No, oh,
I do know this one.
You gotta know this one.
Is it Eddie Money?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I.
Do you know the name of the song?
But was it Two Tickets to Paradise?
I'm gonna sing it when he's done.
I was
done.
Gonna say yeah. I like a couple what Eddie Money songs, but that is not one of them.
The chorus. The one word chorus.
Ready?
Yeah.
And she was shaking. Snapping her fingers. Whoa. She was moving round and round and round.
Dude, if you'd have done she Take was Me Home shaking. Tonight, I'd have sung the whole song. All
right. Another 4 points.
Just like Ronnie said.
Snapping her fingers. She was moving round and round and round.
I'll let you down.
He was shaking.
I can't believe you don't know Eddie Money.
I don't know that Eddie Money. Like I said, I know
you know a different
few.
Eddie Money?
That's the quintessential
yeah,
Eddie Money.
The, you know, the one that does those commercials.
The other guy. The other guy.
Creepy looking guy's like, whoa.
All right, Biggie, what are you going to give? He did get the name of the artist right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to take him to zero. And then
he's trying to rig it so he wins.
No.
But we all remember. You got later on. Other people have got to score you.
I got to go one.
A one.
Yeah.
Two.
All right. So one and a two equals a three. All right. Second round. Points will be doubled. Whatever points we get, it will be doubled. And the two people that have the most, of course, will then had the luxury of going to the playoff round.
Ah, nuts.
All right.
Why did my song have a 2-minute intro?
Did it give you time to think? Jason,
what was the point of that? That whole Adele intro?
It was the music video, I think.
It was the video. I ripped off the video.
Who watches music videos anymore? Does anyone watch music videos?
On YouTube, a lot of people do, I think.
All right.
Give me a number. It doesn't matter which one it is because I already got it set up which one you're getting.
Give me Roy Biggins.
Okay. Here we go with a little Roy Biggins.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge.
I know you want it, so come and get it. You like this milkshake? Well, why don't you drink some of it and pay the full price with tax? That's it.
All right, let's see if that's right.
Oh, yeah.
The thing that makes me.
Yep. Nailed it.
Do you know who sang it?
Kalees.
Yep. Oh, my God. You got that right.
That one.
And the name of the song is?
Milkshake.
All right.
Very good.
Dustin, how many points are you giving this judge, gentleman?
I'm going to give him 3.
Oh, a threer. A three bagger, they call it.
So that's doubled. So that makes it 6.
Yep. And
mathing.
If you don't want to do the math, I'll do it. It's
new
fine.
Math.
I'm going to give him 3 as well.
So you're going to give him a 6 all as right. well.
A 6.
Not.
16 points. Going,
it up.
16 points going in to a possible finale.
That's good.
That's what I got.
16 points so far.
They're double this time?
Yeah. 12 and 4 is
sweet.
16. All right, Big E.
All right.
Which one you want, buddy?
Cue it up, whatever.
Okay.
Do me good.
Sorry. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
I know this one, too. I should have got this instead of Eddie Money.
I love these guys.
Ready, Big E.
I'm trying to remember all the verses.
They got the beat. They got the beat. They got the beat. Yeah! They got it! Sounded like a little 7-year-old getting molested.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Why does it always go to that? And such a specific age.
They got the beat, they got the beat, kids got the beat. Yeah, kids got the beat.
All right, who was that band?
The Go-Go's.
You didn't get to my favorite part of the song. I like the breakdown.
We got the beat.
Keep playing.
Oh, wait.
It is right. Okay, that's right. We got the beat by the Go-Go's. Can you guys hear me at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Kind of, sort of, pretty good on the lyrics, the chorus part. You mumbled till you got there. Yeah. Dustin, how many points are you giving Big E?
3.
So you're giving him a 6.
I thought him and Jason were equal this round, so 6.
All right, and Jason?
I got to give him another 4.
Wow.
Wowie-zee.
What's 8
wow.
plus 7 plus 6?
Don't ask me.
It's impossible to say.
About tree fitty.
21.
21.5.
Wow.
Math.
Turn it up.
Right. Dustin.
Yeah, crank it up.
We got the beat.
This is the best part.
We got the beat. Everybody get at your feet.
We got the beat.
We know you can dance to the beat.
We got the beat.
Jump back. It's round.
Round, down, round, down, round.
Woo! We got the beat.
Anytime you have a band of hot women playing instruments. Now, here's a question.
My buddies, the Huntingtons, did a punk rock cover of this years ago.
Here's a question for you. Belinda Carlisle was the lead singer. She was hot. We all would have had sex with
Heaven
her.
Heaven is a place on her. She
but
said.
Do you remember the dark-haired, short...
Jane Wiedlin.
The guitar player?
Yeah.
I would have definitely doubled...
She was Joan of Arc in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Was she really?
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So much useless knowledge.
I have no idea.
I have her solo album. It's called Fur. There's a good song called Rush Hour. She kind of had a hit. Belinda Carlisle had the better solo career, sure. Obviously. But yeah, Jane Wiedlin had a couple good songs.
Yeah. All right. Dustin.
Yep.
You have 3 points right now. You have 3 points.
I'm not going to win.
You need to get
perfect fives and still lose.
Yes.
Yep.
No. If you got perfect fives, I would multiply that. Then you would.
I'd get 20.
But you'd go to the next round. You're just trying to beat 16. You're just trying to beat 16.
I got you.
All right, here's your song. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Go ahead and pick a number.
11.
It's a lucky number.
Of course. Yeah. Well, I get 1 point because I know who it is.
Don't you love her madly? Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her way?
Stab yourself in the eye with the head.
Tell me what you say.
The ear hole.
Don't you love her badly?
Powerful lyrics.
Yeah, I was going to say, those lyrics right there.
As I'm fucking her in her back door, she's got the Roadhouse blues because she don't like Jews.
Hey, that's
I
my
I got
line.
My trouser snake. How much can you take?
About 10 inches.
When I'm fucking you in your back door.
All right, who was that band?
That was The Doors.
Let me see if those lyrics are right.
Yeah.
Don't you love her face? Check that. Don't you love her as she's walking
trouser
down
snake.
The door.
All right, what's the name of that song, buddy?
Love Her Madly.
Very good. All right, Biggie.
Sing It Badly is what it should be called.
I just thought it was
that's
like,
what I did.
Lover Like a Daddy. I was like, oh, yeah, that's
I right want to fuck my mom.
Point for the band.
All right.
Point for the title. 3 points because of the creativity.
That's a five.
It's a five.
Oh, my gosh. That's
Johnny Five is alive.
That's 10-point double up. Wow. You know what? I'll tell you what. This is what's going to happen, and this is why I did it this way. Jason.
What?
You're the tiebreaker.
He has 13 points right now.
Yeah.
The only way that he would not go on to the next round and bump you is if you give him
how
a one.
How badly do you want to go to the next round?
If you give him anything over a one, you do not go to the next round. He got the name of the song right and the artist.
So anything over a one, I got to give him a five.
All right. 23. All right, so the final round looks like it's going to be Biggie.
Ah, nuts.
And Dustin.
Knocking futs.
Now, here's the thing. For the final round, me and Jason
are the judges.
All right.
Fucking in the butt. Is that on there?
Someone's off to an early lead.
No. All right. Who wants to go first?
Let's do rock, paper, scissors for it.
Okay, Rochambeau. All right.
One, two.
Oh, ready?
I did this at work for going to who took early lunch. We tied six straight times. It was the most epic.
You're
rock,
like,
paper, scissors.
Lunch is over.
We flipped a coin after six rounds. One, two, three. Ready?
Yep.
One, two, three. Oh.
All right. Do you want to take it first or you want
to
pass?
You get to pick.
I'm passing.
Okay. Passing to the next song.
The pill.
The Dapper Podcaster shall receive.
Right. Dappercast.
That's exactly what I heard.
Oh, okay. Why you touching my inner thigh? You gotta wait for the next verse, because this is a breakdown.
So listen up, because you can't stand nothing. I made your face with the press of a button. I'm out and I'm gone. I tell you now, we keep it on and on. Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah. was my cat guitar
yeah,
solo.
Yeah, I was gonna say it. All right, let's see what we got. Wow. Wow, he nailed it.
But will he know the name of the group?
What's the name of the group?
The Beastie Boys, they are a-coming home.
They're coming home.
They're coming home. Oh, they're coming home.
What's the name of the song?
Sabotage.
Okay,
Sabotage.
I have to give him a five.
I put the shades on, just like the cops
you
in
hit
the video.
You hit every line. Jason.
He's got a five.
Wow.
Can't deny
if
it.
I was judging, I'd give him a five.
Holy Toledo, Ohio.
Love ad rock.
You're even unknowingly
rest in
dressed
peace,
like,
MCA.
You were dressed like the
I know.
Group too,
did you know like an original, like before even they got famous, another, like their original guitar player died too here recently?
Mm-mm.
Just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Was it the girl that was in the band?
No, it was a dude. Like John Barry or something.
Like that, yeah.
And I think he was the guy who came up with the name Beastie Boys. Yeah.
Back when they were talking about Cookie Puss.
Cookie Puss, yeah. The old punk rock days.
Yeah.
Are you ready? You have to get a perfect 10.
I'm as ready as I'll ever.
This is a microphone.
throw me a softball.
All right. This is the only song I got left. It's as soft as it's going to get.
Oh. Yeah. Jitterbug. Jitterbug. Jitterbug.
Wake me up before you go-go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go-go. Leave me, and then we hit that high.
It was Wham, Jitterbug.
No, no, no.
Oh!
No, 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 no. Wake me up before you go-go.
This was a go-go themed.
Whoa.
Wake me up before you go-go.
Let's see how you do with the lines.
Wake me up with the go-go. Want some fro-yo.
Wow.
No, I said yogo, like yogurt.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
With your fro-yo.
Okay.
A couple of dudes flopping their fro-yos around.
Dudes! All right, now you got the name of the band right.
Uh-huh. I blurted out Jitterbug at first, but I know it's Wake Me Up.
I know, but I don't know if that's going to... I don't know.
Alex Trebek, what would he do?
I don't know
what would Trebek do.
What do you give him, Blake?
Trebek, what was it?
Apparently, Trebek has diabetes.
Diaryngus.
What do you give him? What do you get? Diaryngus?
Four and a half.
Four and a half?
Sorry.
I got to give him a five and a half.
All right, well, it's tied. You both win because I don't have another song. So, again, the head-to-head battle. Big E and Dustin.
Continue,
listeners,
man.
If you want a resolution.
Can we sing more Beastie Boys?
If you want a resolution to this, listeners.
Like,
shake
your rump.
You can blame it all on this man right here.
Shadrach.
Sorry, everybody. I'm Meshach and also a Bendigo.
Hey, ladies. Let's just play Paul's Boutique and rap along with it. I would listen
hey,
to that.
Hey, ladies.
Get funky.
It's a pretty funky album. Pretty funky indeed. So funky, in fact, that we should take a break.
I became a pizza delivery guy because I watched a lot of pizza-themed porn as a kid. The only thing I've gotten near my junk is a handful of garlic butter. Porn is full of lies.
Hey everyone, this is Jason with IBWIP. Before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at Burns1IP at IBWIP.com. including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at Blake at IBWIP.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Testing. Is this thing on?
Yes.
Okay. It's me, Dastardly Dirk, and I'm here with a word from the sponsors. They gave me something to read because I haven't been on the show in a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Are you tired of the smell and the cost of cigarettes? Have patches, gums, and quitting cold turkey let you down in the past? If you're looking to kick cigarettes to the curb, look no further than the friendly and knowledgeable staff at Rocky Top Vapor to help you find an electronic cigarette that's right for you. Or maybe you're an experienced vapor looking to get more out of your vaping experience. A longer-lasting battery? A bigger, better tank? I think we all would like one of those. Maybe you're wanting to get into variable voltage and wattage, or even wanting to build your own coils. Let the vaping experts at Rocky Top Vapor customize a vaping experience to fit your needs. They offer a wide variety of tanks and mods that will give you exactly what you're looking for. Rocky Top Vapor is known for their clean and relaxed atmosphere, a friendly and knowledgeable staff, as well as their house blends and premiums from some of the best liquid makers from across the country. That's all over the country. They're located in Johnson City, Tennessee. But if you can't make the trip, shop with a click at rockytopvapor.com. And don't forget to use the promo code IBWIP20 to save an extra 20% off your entire order.
The file did not work.
The file didn't work?
I didn't do it.
The file didn't work, so we'll just continue.
Uh-oh.
Get continue. The show.
Onward and upward.
Hey, do you like craft beer? Do you like indie music?
Check.
Do you at least like to laugh?
A little bit.
Well, if any of these things apply to you, then I have got the show for you. It's called Drunken Lullabies on the Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. It's on Sundays. We drink beer. We play music. We get silly. Now you don't have to play a commercial.
Thank you.
Silly, I tell you.
We were going to play a commercial for another local podcast. We can plug them real quick here.
Sure.
They sent us a file, and it worked when I played it, but I guess you're having trouble with it. That's all right.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
We'll figure it out. We'll play it next time. It's for a podcast called How Simp Sees It. It's a local podcast right here in Central Illinois. They go to the movie theater every weekend. They've got a deal with the theater. They'll let them in for free. They'll plug the theater. They work with local businesses and have giveaways for big popcorn, you know, summer movies like the X-Men and the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of guys. Their name are J-Rod and Simp, and they got a great chemistry. They've been doing it for a long time. They're consistent as hell. So if you love, like, refreshing your podcast app every week and getting, you know, consistent podcasts, these guys are the way to go. And they got a lot of good information. They've got education in the background of films, so they know what they're talking about. They even chop up their podcasts in, like, chapters. So if you want to skip right to what you want to hear,
that's fancy.
It is pretty cool. Yeah. I've never seen a podcast like that. So check them out.
We're not doing that, so don't even think about it. It's more work.
I've seen it. Don't want to do it.
I've seen it. Know how much work it is.
It's more work for them.
I like my podcast raw, unedited.
Check out How Simp Sees It. I think it's every Sunday. I don't know. Check them out. Just download, subscribe to How Simp Sees It. Rate them. Enjoy it every week. Whatever big movie's out in the theater, they're watching it and they're talking about it, and it's a great show. So check them out. And with that,
that sounds like a good show. I'll have to check it out.
How Simp Sees It. It's you know, when we started the FCF Network, we said let's uncover local podcasts. Let's get a network going, a group of local people, like minded gents or ladies that want to do this stuff, and they're someone that we've uncovered. And so now we're kind of working in tandem. Who knows? Who knows what will happen in the future with How Simp Sees It? But great show. Blake and I met with them a couple weeks ago. A couple of really nice fellas, educated fellas. They know what they're doing, having a lot of fun doing it. So with that, let's move on with our show. And wow, what a topical interview we have today. We've talked to all sorts of people in the past. We're always lucky to get fascinating, interesting people. And this week, I don't know if we've ever talked
or spoke or interviewed an animal before. Can you guys, do you guys remember the history of IBW?
That time Kermit the Frog was hiding out next door to Blake, I remember we talked to him.
And imaginary people.
Okay, well, I don't know if I'd classify that as an animal, but you're on the right track. It wasn't necessarily a real person.
Right.
But today, we're talking to Harambe, the gorilla from the Cincinnati Zoo.
Oh.
And I don't know how we're talking to him, because for everything that I've seen in the news, he was shot and killed.
Right in the head. Sniper took him out, right?
That's right, like a zoo sniper. We'll find out about all that and much more. Let's bring him in. Harambe, the gorilla from the Cincinnati Zoo. Harambe, how are you?
Hey, guys.
I was worried. The whole interview is just going to be
calm down.
Harambe, wow, great to have you in the studio.
It's great to be here.
Now, I got to ask. All the news outlets reported a young boy, and maybe we'll get your full take on this, falls into your encampment.
My home.
Your home.
For 17 years.
And he falls in there, and as far as we all know, you were shot and killed. How are you here with us today? Are you a ghost?
No, I did get shot in the head. As you can see, the wound right here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Gorilla got massive heads.
Looks like JFK.
Blown away. What else do I have to say?
I was shot. I faked my own death.
Machiavellian.
Because I was worried about all of the press from this, and rightfully so. So I did get shot. It grazed my head, as you can see by the wound.
Oh, don't show us again. Oh,
watch,
Christ.
Watch.
Oh,
I can move it around.
Ow. Bits of skull. That's
gross. It looks like it looks like it's talking.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
It surely does.
But I knew it just grazed me, so I played dead because I didn't want to get shot again, and I didn't want the little boy to get hurt.
You know, that was going to be one of my other questions. Did you have any intention in hurting the boy yourself?
Oh, yeah.
You were swinging him around pretty good.
I was going to say, the media said when you held his arms open, you were presenting him like, I'm going to.
Lion King style? Yeah.
Like, I'm going to make a wish. Yeah. And you snap his arms
off. I just saw
off.
Him get drugged through, like, the canal.
Yeah. I didn't really drag him. I did not really drag him.
You're using him as a broom.
He just kind of skipped across the top of the water.
Oh, like skipping
a stone?
Yeah.
Skipping that young boy like a stone.
Oddly enough, that was his last name. So.
Oh, was it Stone?
Yeah.
Yikes. So you didn't want the child to get hurt by the people, so because you wanted to save him for yourself. You wanted to hurt him,
right? The 4th of July is coming up, and it's part of it's part of tradition that we sacrifice in the jungle. We would take a child and snap its arms, stretch his arms like a super stretch guy.
Stretch Armstrong.
Stretch Armstrong.
I had one of those
until. You just pull it
till the juice comes
out. His little arms snap out of the socket.
What are you guys celebrating in the jungle on the 4th of July, if you don't mind me asking?
Harambe? Oh,
sorry.
That's a treat for our listeners.
What was the question? I couldn't see you.
Oh, to read my lips because your hearing's damaged?
Well, I learned how to talk by sign language.
Coco? Yeah. Is that your bitch
I
on the
love
side?
Love with the coke.
No, I asked what
horrible song.
What gorillas
they play at the zoo all the time.
What they celebrate on the 4th of July.
Our independence.
Oh.
Our jungle independence.
It's kind of ironic that you're in this enclosure, right?
Well, I was, I was born into, I was born at
You
the
were born
Cincinnati.
Into captivity?
Right. I was born into captivity. I was trying to redirect that by saying I was born at the Cincinnati Zoo. So I've always been in captivity. But my parents taught me the ways of the jungle gorilla.
Okay.
The silverback jungle gorilla.
And it's ape must never kill ape, but little children are fair game.
No.
No?
Very, very wrong. Ape to ape, no.
Ape to ape.
Ape on ape crime, you guys stop that.
Right. Ape lives matter.
No more ape crime.
Children, no. Black kids, disposable. Because in the jungle, we never saw white people. It was all we saw was black. So we had to take black children. That's why I did it, because if it would have been a white kid, I would have thrown him back up.
you know, over the fence.
Like an alley-oop style?
Yep.
like a hook shot?
You ever see the Phoenix Suns mascot, the gorilla? That's my cousin, Phil.
And the Larry Bird hook shot back out of the enclosure.
How did he get that sweet gig and you're stuck in this GD zoo?
Again, my mom was inseminated by my father, the silverback gorilla.
Were you a product of ape rape?
Space rape?
Space ape rape.
You guys are beating me to the punchlines. You can't rape the willing. That's all I'm going to say.
So your mom's a whore. No offense.
No offense taken.
Was your mom Coco?
His dad wasn't. Never mind. Joke's already been done.
How about I just sit here and you guys just do ape jokes and leave me out of the conversation?
Grape ape. Grape ape space rape. So, okay. So take us through this. This kid falls, it was about 12, 14 feet into your enclosure.
Yep.
And then what happens? You're the closest to it. There's two females in the enclosure with you. Is that right?
Those two females were too busy. Talking about their hair. Yeah,
nice.
And they didn't pay
attention.
Talking
about what you didn't do that day.
No, they were talking about their hair. And so I walked over and said, oh, it's a little black boy. 4th of July is coming. I better bring him over here in the corner.
Store your acorns away for the winter.
Exactly, because if you watch in the video, when I get a hold of him, I take him over to the corner and kind of, you know, stand, you know, around him.
Mount him?
No, no. That's sick.
Mount him?
He's too young for me, Dustin.
How old?
Seven?
How old the black child is good for you? 7-year-old black child?
What?
So he goes.
This went somewhere dark.
So the kid falls in. He's black, so he's fair game because that's what you know from the jungle.
It's part of the ritual.
And you haven't necessarily been in the jungle yourself, but it's been ingrained in you. It's nature.
I live with
nurture.
Two females. I've been in the jungle.
Oh, I see. Jungle fever. So
no.
So you.
It's a jungle out there.
Oh my!
It's a jungle. Sometimes it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
So you grab this black kid. And you're preparing him in the corner to be ripped apart for your ritual.
Well, I was checking him for bugs.
And how many did you find?
Three.
Oh, jeez.
But I really, if you think about it, you got to blame the parents.
Yeah, head lice is no laughing matter.
Exactly. Take care of that.
Head lice matters.
Hashtag. Head lice matters. Write that down. So, you know, it's his parents' fault because they weren't paying attention to their kid. You know, and he, I don't know if he was practicing to rob a liquor store or a TV store or what, but he jimmied his way through the fence and then fell in.
And he fell into like the pond area, is that right?
Yeah, there's like a little moat. That's where I scrub my balls and stuff.
Like a pool, a pond, whatever.
Hey, look at this.
Oh, stop showing us your open wound. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. And so how...
It smells horrible.
There's a special team, apparently.
A lot of flies.
Your open wound is off-putting. It
smells like activator and watermelon.
Smells like Bigfoot's dick.
Good God, man. Activator.
Activator? Hardly knew her.
Damn near killed him. All right, Harambe. So these zoos, they have special like SWAT teams that are at the ready in case a dangerous animal escapes or something.
Think about that job. How often do you actually have to do work? Every day you just go into work going, I'm the zoo sniper. How often do you have to work?
I was in Bloomington the other day, and a cop had pulled someone over, and the cop was like 400 fucking pounds. He's a massive man. And I'm thinking, that's got to be the size of these SWAT team guys. Because, yeah, how often are they called into action?
Very, very rarely, obviously.
Do they call in the zoo sniper for him?
Zoo sniper. Yeah, how did that work exactly? And you know, it was obviously a very traumatic experience, so I don't mean to make you go back.
Yeah, look at my head. That's how traumatic it is.
Oh, my God.
Let that soul glow.
So what do you know about this special SWAT unit, if anything?
Well, once a year they would do a training course, like first aid. They had to get recertified. So once a year they would come out and they would shoot Nerf darts at me.
Oh,
they would do live target practice
right,
on you.
That's right.
That sounds nice.
But with Nerf guns, and you know, they would shoot it, hit me in the head, and I'd be like, aah!
like one day.
You one fuckers! Day.
And apparently it wasn't Nerf or nothing because a real bullet hit you.
Yeah, I was hoping that it was a situation where...
Just training?
Like a squat team, like four of them would have blanks and one would have a real bullet. And I was just banking on the fact that the guy with the one bullet would miss. Guess what?
No.
Didn't happen.
Did you think about using the child as a
shield? Human shield. I thought about it.
But you wanted to save him for your own massacre as a sacrifice.
No,
you
ritual.
Could have got another one.
Oh, ritual. I'm sorry. No, they don't. Contrary to belief, they don't pop in very often.
So they came in and they shot you, and then you played dead because it just grazed you.
Right.
And
because I knew that they would shoot me again. And my thing is like, okay, guys, let's go from step one to step two. I mean, you're practicing with a Nerf bullet, right?
Right.
Why don't we try tranquilizer before we go shoot me in the head?
Because right. They said you'd go crazy if they did that, because it wouldn't.
Ah!
Right. It wouldn't take a hold fast enough before you rip that boy apart.
Right. It would have angered you in those few seconds of pure anger. You would have.
There's still
a
month before the 4th of July. I mean, how long is this tranquilizer supposed to take?
That's true.
Now, rumor has it that you faked your own death so you could be in the 2018 remake of Gorillas in the Mist.
Oh.
I don't miss when it comes to this. Gorillas, report to the Mist. I love when they play Ice Cube at the zoo. That was a good album.
Is that racist for Ice Cube to talk about gorillas?
I think a little bit.
I think so.
I thought he was talking about guerrilla warfare.
Mm. Oh, it was? Okay, that makes me a racist.
Yeah.
Well,
you and me both.
You say potato, I say potato.
You do? Do you say tomato or tomato?
Guys, just relax. Let's call the whole thing off. Okay?
Yeah.
But if we call the whole thing off, then that would break my heart.
Don't break my heart. Oh. Ah! Say you love me again.
Was this all just an elaborate ruse to be in that remake or just to escape the zoo enclosure anyway?
You know, I was 17. I turned 17 not too long ago. There's
almost a man.
I'm becoming a man. The two bitches that were over in the corner yapping about their hair, they're always yapping about their hair. I'm not able to get no funky loving, you know? I mean, one is 11, but come on.
Do you gorillas say the same thing that Captain Reshisher and the Black Magnet always say? Bitches be tripping?
Do we always say that?
Yeah. Or crazy. Bitches be cray-cray.
No, I'm not from the ghetto jungle. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it was time for me. You know, I saw it as an opportunity to, you know, get out and see the world. I've always wanted to go to a Reds game.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And, you know, it's really, I walk by the zoo at night, you know.
Even after escaping it, something draws you back to the Cincinnati
Well,
Zoo.
That's where this statue of me is, and people have been putting flowers and pictures, and kids have been making little, like, get well soon cards.
And you walk by, get well soon. You walk by with, like, a trench coat and a hat.
That's what I was wondering.
Exactly.
Is that what you wear into the game?
Yeah, and sunglasses.
You know there's tons of black children at the Reds games, right?
You know, I didn't think about that. July 4th is coming up.
Just saying.
Hmm.
Well, there you go. What a great plan. You can head back to see the Cincinnati Reds, abduct a black child, wait till the 4th of July, and then rip him to shreds.
Not two. He can barely handle one.
Yeah, he couldn't. He got shot in the head over one.
He got,
you want to grab him two?
He'd grab Bebe's kids.
What the fuck?
IBWIP does not condone
Bebe's kids.
Does not condone the
stupid 1990s animated movies.
The comments,
Bebe's kids.
Expressed by Biggie.
The overly racist comments. Even as a fucking gorilla, I know those are way overboard.
The first time I've ever heard Bebe's kids referenced ever. Congratulations!
I don't even think it's on DVD.
It's the only movie that didn't make the transition.
It's not
to
even
DVD.
On DVD.
Fuzzbucket's on DVD, and maybe it's Kids isn't.
Clerks the Animated Series is probably on DVD. Call back.
Well, I know 4th of July is
call
growing,
ahead.
It's growing
call,
nigh.
Oh, no. Well, call back.
Call back.
So I suppose we'll let you get back to the hunt so you can prepare for this upcoming holiday.
The most dangerous game. That's right. Hunting black children.
Not man. Very specifically, African-American children are the most dangerous game.
Hey, wasn't Ice-T in that movie?
Judgment
or
Night?
Or was it?
Judgment Night?
Yeah.
No.
I know what you're talking about.
Ice-T. Wasn't Ice-T?
Yeah.
He was in the movie where they...
Judgment Night!
I mean, they hunted humans.
Yeah.
You seen this, Harambee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that was a different movie.
That was a different movie.
He's out.
It was a different movie.
Oh.
Ice-T was in a different movie about...
Oh, boy. Just wonderful.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Going off to the rails.
Yes, and?
And we'll see you next time. I'm so glad you didn't die.
All right, well.
We'll try to keep your secret so you can and live life outside the enclosure.
Don't look and see which direction I leave in.
Oh, wow.
So Kermit and a silverback gorilla.
Yeah.
He's going to need to get a bigger hat if he's going to cover that head wound.
Yeah, no kidding. He kept, and it's he's not allowing it to heal either.
He just keeps rubbing it. He's spreading it like a hustler gorilla. Centerfold.
Yeah,
like let me show you the pink.
Pretty good metaphor.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's all cleanse our palate with a release schedule.
Yeah, I'm gonna read it. I'm gonna butcher it. I'm gonna do what I do best. Episode 250, Hasido Unrato is now available.
That was close.
Episode 251, Lightning in a Bottle, is now available. Our next episode, inevitably titled Human Resource Puffin Stuff, will be available on Friday, June 17th.
That's funny, HR.
Yeah.
I got it.
Gotcha. And don't forget, Wednesday, June 15th is Smile Power Day. In my dreams, my hoverboard is powered by smiles. And in my nightmare, my hoverboard's battery
explodes.
Also, Saturday, June 11th is National Corn on the Cob Day, followed 7 hours later by a Corn in My Feces Day. And don't forget to contact the show.
2 days in a row. 2 days in a row.
Oh, God.
What? Oh, your microphone pulls the mic off. I was so distracted by his butchering of my mediocre jokes.
Butcher. And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, and they will be read live. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear...
Kiss my butt.
Fuck it in the butt.
Oh.
I like to fuck the shit out of you.
With some Milner's glue.
Shit out of you. All right, folks. Hey, it's been a pleasure working with you this evening. I apologize. I was not in the studio when the big, huge gorilla in a coat and hat and sunglasses came in.
He took a shit in the corner on his way out.
That's fine.
Okay.
That
was awesome in here.
If you have any comments or suggestions for Big E about how not to be a racist bastard... Please send it to blake@ibwip.com.
Send it to
Like Lady Gaga.
No
I was
hair.
Born this way.
Don't care at gmail.com.
No hair. Don't care at gmail.com.
Look at a gorilla that's in the mist.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking earlier.
Check out all the shows on FCF Network. Check us out everywhere the podcasts are available. We thank you for joining us. We hope you laughed at least three times. And Jason? You look you have a heavenly glow that is almost blinding.
Thank you very much.
This is crazy.
Is that because we cannot
record this summer, the rest of the summer.
Or you can just get blinds for your windows.
Or you can all go to Lens Crafters and see Freckles, and she can sell you some sunglasses.
These don't help.
Or you can buy a house and move the studio into the basement. You look awesome.
Yeah. Hopefully I will. Thank you very much. Yes, you look awesome as well.
Thank you very much.
Dustin?
Yep.
The other night, you came and did an episode of Drunken Lullabies here.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
What do we have coming up here in the end of June? Middle end of June.
Let's see. Today is my sexiversary, and so I'm going to be celebrating that later.
Your sexiversary?
What's a
sexiversary?
Oh, you don't know what a sexiversary is?
Can I venture a guess?
Sure.
The one-year anniversary of when you had sex with your current sexual partner?
For the first time, yeah.
How do you keep track of that? How do you know that?
You remember important nights in your life, don't you?
How quickly after you met her was the first sex?
He's like,
see, he doesn't. The meeting her is not important.
No, I'm doing backwards math.
Backwards math
from when I first met her.
Well, first date.
Eye locking at the Comic Con or whatever.
Yeah, I was gonna say it was about a month.
Okay, that's pretty good. It's pretty good. That.
Good job, Freckles. So, way to hold off.
Well, we didn't hang out right away, so. Anyway,
when you say hang out, do you mean have your dick flopping in front of her?
I got.
Happy sexiversary.
Thank you.
Happy sex. Everybody, come on, let's see it. Happy sexiversary.
Happy sexiversary.
Happy sexiversary. Happy sexiversary. Freckles and Dustin. Make sure you wear a condom.
When's the anal sexiversary?
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, come on.
That's just awful.
There's such thing as going too far.
This is a family
show.
That
line right there?
I crossed it. I'm going to be seeing Book of Mormon this weekend. We're seeing Florence and the Machine on Sunday.
What? Where?
I work too much.
Up in Chicago. That was her birthday present. I'm surprised they were taking.
Where were they playing?
At the what used to be the Tweeter Center. It's like first.
Oh, Tinley Park, right?
Yeah, Tinley Park. Nice. Yeah, they're playing there on Sunday.
Just them or who? What's this festival?
Of Monsters and Men open.
I wanted to see Book of Mormon.
Book of Mormon should be really good. I've been wanting to see that since it came out on Broadway.
And, Broadway.
Yeah, just there's some good stuff coming down the road for Drunken Lullabies. We got some special episodes coming up.
Very special episode.
Very special.
Yeah, should be one.
Tune in on Father's Day.
Yeah.
All right.
So
We did, in fact,
get an episode with the dads.
Yes.
I did a show with my daughter where we drank craft soda a couple weeks back. Yeah, there's some good stuff.
All right.
Your daughter could burp.
Yes, she can.
For once, he didn't say something wrong.
I was Thank God.
He's like, your daughter. I was like, oh,
your underage daughter.
Biggie.
Yeah.
Did you have a good time?
Of course.
All right. It was a pleasure having you on.
I love being here. I sit around waiting patiently all weekend.
Oh, God. Don't put that kind of pressure on me.
I was. I was like, is he gonna ask me?
Is he going to call me?
Is he going to ask me? Is he going to ask me?
All right. Here's your expensive sunglasses back.
Thanks.
They didn't do me very much good. They didn't do me as well as they've done you.
Keep your eyes closed.
All right, folks, thank you very much, and we love you, and please continue to support us by downloading the show, listening to it, and send us some fan feedback.
Hey, remember when I cut my hair off and we were going to mail it to listeners? Well, here I am a year later still holding a bag of hair. Get with it, people. And you still have it. I've been saving it for my garden to shoo away the birds. That's so bad. I'm a hoarder. This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.